Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to equip you and strengthen you to become part of that generation that will turn this age. Today we will continue our fellowship in the line of flee and pursue. Last week, we began a series on the Lord's second coming, and today we'd like to continue our fellowship along this line. The underlying burden of this series is to show us how our daily life is connected with the Lord's second coming, and how we can not only prepare for the Lord's coming, but actually we can hasten his coming. In today's fellowship, we would like to touch upon the statuses of Christ at his coming. Christ, because he is such a rich person, is coming in various statuses. Last week, we touched upon one of them. We talked about how the Lord will come as a farmer. And we'd like to pick up where we left off last time and continue to see actually not just the farmer, but how Christ will come as a thief, a bridegroom, a master, a judge, and the Savior. These are just six statuses of Christ at his coming. There are others, but our burden is to fellowship something on these six points to see how they are connected to our daily life. As we mentioned last time, the Lord is coming as a farmer to reap his harvest. When the Lord came the first time in his ministry in Matthew 13, he gave the parable of the sower, how the sower went out to sow seed on various types of earth, of soil. And there we see that the seed that he was sowing was actually himself as the Word of God, and how the soil is the human heart, the heart of man. So he came with the intention to sow himself into the heart of man so that he could grow and eventually come to reap this harvest. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it unveils that the church is God's farm or God's cultivated land. So this shows that when he came to sow himself into us, actually, at that time, he made us part of his farm, as part of the church. And then finally in Revelation chapter 14, it tells us that he is coming for the harvest. He's coming to reap the harvest. And in Revelation 14, it does make a distinction of his coming to reap first the first fruit, those who grow faster. And then eventually he will reap the rest of the harvest. The ones who are the first fruit, they are not different in quality from the rest of the harvest, but they do grow faster. And brothers and sisters, this is a key, connecting our living to the Lord's coming. The Lord will come for his first fruit. He will come for those who grow faster. There must be among the Lord's people some who cooperate with him and grow faster. And these ones, it shows us in the Old Testament, are taken to a special place, taken into the house, whereas all the rest of the harvest is taken into the barn. Well, this shows us God's desire is for his people to grow. But there is a special reward for those who grow faster. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope this motivates us to pray this prayer, Lord, grow in me, and even to pray, Lord, grow faster. Lord, I want to cooperate with you that you could do whatever you need to do in me and in my life to cause me to grow faster. When we look at a plant and we consider how it grows or what environment it needs to grow, it gives us a little insight as to what we can do to cooperate with the Lord for his growing in us. Of course, for any growth, one needs sunlight, and you also need watering, and you also need nutrients from the earth Well, I think this shows us clearly we need the Lord's light to shine on us. We need to drink the Spirit as the flowing water, and we need to take the nourishment from the Word. Colossians chapter 2 is a very interesting chapter when it comes to this matter of growing in the Lord, because Colossians 2:7 says that we have been rooted in Christ. We're rooted in Him. So that shows that we need to grow in Him. And then in verse 19, it says that we need to grow with the growth of God. So on one hand, we are growing in Him. On the other hand, He is growing in us. Oh, brothers and sisters, every day should be for growth. Every day we should give the Lord the ground to grow in us a little bit more. How do we do this? By opening ourselves to the Lord, receiving the nutrition from the Word of God. Man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We need the supply of God's Word in order to grow. We need the Spirit, the living water, to water us for our growth every day. And we need the Lord as the light to shine upon us, so that we can be exposed of any sin or any frustration, anything of the world that would encumber us, would block the Lord's growth within us. Maybe even as you're listening to this fellowship, you can think of a few things that possibly get in the way once in a while, and you know they are preventing the Lord's growth in us. You know, for a plant to grow, we also need to do some regular weeding. Removing the hindrances to the growth, removing the things that would suck away the life. So we need to cooperate with the Lord for our daily growth in life. I hope that even right now we would pray, Lord, grant me today's growth in life. Grow in me. Spread in me. I want to grow with the growth of God. And Lord, I want to grow faster. May this be our daily prayer. Another status of the Lord's coming is as a thief. And this we see from Matthew 24. The Lord himself told us that he's coming as a thief. I believe if the Lord had never said this, none of us would consider to say that the Lord would come as a thief. Because for the most part, a thief is something negative. But the Lord was the one who used this in the light of his return. What does this show us? In Matthew 24:43, it says, But know this, that if the householder had known in which watch the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. And there's a wonderful note. It's a short note, but it's very good in the Recovery Version that says, A thief comes at an unknown time to steal precious things. The Lord will come secretly as a thief to those who love him and will take them away as his treasures. Hence, we should watch. This shows us, saints, two things. Firstly, we need to watch because we don't know when the Lord is coming back. So, we should always watch and be ready. We should not take for granted or think that we have so much time. We never know when the Lord will come. So we need to be on guard. We need to be ready and watch for his coming. But specifically, this matter of the thief shows us that he's coming to take away the precious things. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The Lord is the treasure in our earthen vessel. He's the treasure within us, in our spirit. How valuable have we become to the Lord? Have we allowed his preciousness to spread within us? In Daniel chapter 9, the angel Gabriel is sent to Daniel to speak to him as a response to his prayer. And when he comes to Daniel, he says, I have come to tell you, you are preciousness itself. Isn't that amazing that there was a man on the earth who was so one with the Lord that the Lord came, sent his messenger to call him preciousness itself. He was so precious in the eyes of the Lord. And in chapter 10, two times it calls him the man of preciousness. Wouldn't it be wonderful, brothers and sisters, if when the Lord looked upon you, he would consider, you are preciousness itself. You are a man of preciousness. I hope that none of us would have a natural view of ourselves. On one hand, I hope none of us thinks, oh, I have so much to offer to God. Actually, we are just an earthen vessel. But within this earthen vessel, we have a marvelous treasure. And I also hope that none of us would think, oh, I'm so unworthy. I could never be precious to the Lord. No, we should not look at ourselves in this kind of natural way. You are precious to the Lord. And there is something within you that is a treasure to the Lord. You have a treasure within your spirit. What we need to do is to spend daily time with the Lord and allow him as the treasure to spread to our whole being, so that when the Lord comes and we meet him, he will have this estimation. Oh, you're a man of preciousness. You are preciousness itself. Well, brothers and sisters, I think that's all the time that we have for today. And we will continue our fellowship on the statuses in future podcasts. I hope that by this brief fellowship, you could see that actually our daily living has a lot to do with the Lord's coming and how we respond to the Lord's coming, how it will be there when we meet him, has a lot to do with what we are doing in our daily lives today. Are we growing? Are we allowing the treasure to spread in our being? I hope that this fellowship would encourage us to do this. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more. Well, I hope that this fellowship has encouraged you, and we sure would like to hear from you any response either to this podcast or any of the podcasts, and also to hear feedback of your enjoyment in either your daily living, in what the Lord is doing in your locality, or your enjoyments from this past summer and the various conferences and trainings and summer schools. So if you'd like to write us, please do so at contactus@ageturners.com. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Grow in us, Lord. Make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Rick Yerkes.